This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pomp, I believe, is golfing in the western half of our country and enjoying himself. I have a new favorite, or it's up there anyway, fan jingle, tagline, whatever you want to call it, for one of our commercials. It's been a while since one really sort of got me. Do you have it, Limits? We played it in the last segment, and for some reason I was singing it all weekend.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
That one, I can't get it out of my mind.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
No, Kia. I have to get that one more time. I want to see if I can keep up with them.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
Now you're going to try one more time on three.
Okay, one, two, three.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
It's very hard to do.
It needs work.
We want to try it together? One, two, three.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
I think I got
it. Good.
I think I got it.
Now that's catchy. And for me, it's right up there with some of my all-time favorites, whether they were taglines or actual jingles. One was, "This is Ron Trzynski of the original Mattress Factory." Another was, "You won't believe how happy your dog will be." Do you remember that one? About a certain, I don't know, it was obviously dog food.
I think it was dog food. Yeah.
The third, of course, was Granger, "For the ones who get it done." Maybe that one too. Maybe that one. And just for the hell of it, let's play Let's Ride from Donnie Football, who's newly engaged, Bob and me from, and even throw in Sean Don't Call Me Seth Meyers from the day that Russell Wilson signed here, a day that shall live in infamy.
Steelers Nation, Let's Ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Sean, so nonchalant at the end. Steeler Nation, let's ride.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling it, but I keep singing it. We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia. There
Bronco
it was.
Country, let's ride.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. Anyway.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
Yeah, I like that.
I like the little drums at the end.
I didn't catch the drums. One more time for the drums at the end.
We want to see ya in a Monroeville Kia.
That was great.
A little solo at the end. It's like one of those.
It just makes me happy. I don't know. I talk to myself a lot. That probably doesn't come as a surprise to you.
I never realized that. No, not once.
Some of it is borderline psychotic, if not actually psychotic, to the point where my daughter's in the car and says, "Who are you talking to?" And usually that's a resentment, which I have on file for virtually my whole life and can still recreate conversations with people I'm angry at from 1985, where I should have crushed them and said the right thing. But some of them are future conversations with people.
Oh.
And some are jingles or things like that. Like, there's always a voice going in my head, which I know you already know, right?
If people could see and sit in on a show for a day and see what the conversations are like and just see you by yourself and what is said during the break, I think they would be fascinated. People would pay for that, I think. $5 admission, watch Joe during the break and what he has to say.
It's funny you should mention that because you walk by our AM side, 1020, and there's a giant window. Like, we have, you can see in here, but when you walk by that show when it's happening, whatever the show might be, it's like a zoo, it's like an aquarium. And I was mentioning to the guys out front, I'm looking in at Larry Richard and Marty today and just saying, this is like being at the Baltimore Aquarium. You just look at these people in their natural habitat. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Instead of swimming around by the coral reef, it's just Larry talking into the mic.
Exactly. I mean, it's an amazing experience. So 11:30, what do we have at 11:30? Now I'm forgetting. We have Sonny Vaccaro at noon, which is right. Going to be great because I watched the movie Air yesterday about, Matt Damon as Sonny. And I know I'm a year late, perhaps a little more than a year, but I finally got around to it. And I have questions for Sonny about Nike miraculously landing Michael Jordan out of the draft the year he was drafted when everybody thought he was going to go to Converse or Adidas, and it became the greatest marketing move, the most seismic marketing deal in the history of pro sports. It changed everything, basically, how athletes are marketed, the whole campaign around Just Do It. I mean, it's incredible. Do you own Air Jordans? Do you have anything from the Air Jordan supply line?
I have a lot of T-shirts that are Air Jordan, and I have a couple of... Actually, it's funny you say that. The sweatpants that I'm wearing right now are Jordan sweatpants.
There's really?
There's a Jordan logo
with the flying Jordan?
Yeah.
So that was a goosebump moment in the movie when the guy who was sort of eccentric, the designer, came up with the Air Jordan insignia or logo with him with the legs kicking out and the ball one hand up in the air. We all know what it is.
I would argue it's the greatest logo in all of sports.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And that's why this was worthy of a film. And I want to know what Sonny thought about Matt Damon playing him. And then I have just other questions. I'm fascinated with this idea that he was watching Jordan's shot against Georgetown to win the national championship game and just started replaying it time after time because he was looking at how relaxed and confident Jordan was before he took the shot. And that's what convinced him that this is the guy on which I'm willing to risk my job and reputation and perhaps the future of my company, at least on the basketball side. Just incredible. Why am I drooling out of the right side of my mouth? Am I having some sort of neurotic episode? What's happening?
Well, you are leaning in that direction. So sometimes if you talk for an extended period of time, that could happen.
All right. Something feels numb on my bottom lip. I may need medical attention sooner or later.
Didn't you already have medical attention last week? Did you get that figured out?
I did. And I got, there's no worse feeling than when the phone call comes and it's either good news or bad news. When you know it's the doctor and you've taken blood tests. So tell me, limits, if this was phrased properly. First, I got a good phone call, right? On hey, it's blank, blank. Your blood test came in. Everything's negative. That's what I want to hear.
Good.
I think the ideal way to say it is, hello, this is so-and-so. Everything's negative on your blood tests. That's what that way you don't even have a moment of suspense, except for when the phone's ringing, right? It's like when my wife tells a story, she goes back into the history of the story.
I do that too.
And I'm like, can you tell me if the person's okay? Or can you tell me, just give me like one or two words before you launch into the history. And I have to be in suspense about whether, so-and-so has survived this. You know what I mean? Limits.
I do, because I am somebody who elongates stories like no one else's business too. Like, I will go to a backstory. So it started on January 9th of 2017.
Right.
And then just, gives the entire backstory instead of the SparkNotes version of it.
It's the burying the lead part. Well, The second part of my blood test was for Lyme disease because I was just curious if I had Lyme disease, especially golf. I'm always stepping, especially the way I play golf, I'm always stepping into the woods or stepping into high grass looking for the ball, and had some what I thought may be symptoms of that. Granted, I'm a hypochondriac and a severe one at that, but I was just curious. So the second part came back. And she phrased it like this: "Hi, Joe, it's so-and-so from so-and-so. Your Lyme disease test came back. We got the results of that," just like that. And the way she said it made me think, oh my God, the next line's going to be, "You have it." And she said, "And everything came back negative." It was almost like she was trolling me.
Well, I think it's more so she's trying to give you all the information. Maybe the order of the information you would like to receive it.
It should have been your Lyme disease came back negative. That's all it needed to be. Not your Lyme disease came back. We have the results of that. And then it was weird. I'm telling you, it was weird.
Talking like it's Howie Mandel on Deal or No Deal.
I was already halfway to the doctors in the middle of the phone call to trying to get Lyme disease cure medication
for
treatment.
$75,000 or $2, Sabrina. Open your case.
I'll tell you this much. Is it Sabrina Carpenter? Is that her name?
Yeah, from SNL last night that hosted with...
Oh, my God. Her and Paul Simon, Homeward Bound, to open the show. The show was all downhill from there. Make no mistake about that. But that was remarkable.
Well, Adam Sandler's In Memoriam tribute.
That was good.
That was very good.
The song we played on the guitar?
Yeah.
Great.
Good moment. The one thing that I'm not the biggest like award show watcher. I don't get into it. But I do think that when they do these types of things and anniversaries and all that, it seems like everyone gets the in memoriam right. Everyone always gets it right.
Well, the NBA at the Basketball Hall of Fame All-Star Weekend type thing,
yeah,
did an amazing in memoriam that had me literally crying for some of the guys that I miss. I mean, that's the sport probably that I followed most in my whole career. Like, if you did quiz shows on the history of every sport, I think the NBA and college basketball would be number one for me. So even a guy like John Shumate, former Buffalo Brave, great Notre Dame player, part of when Notre Dame broke UCLA's, was it 77 or 88 game winning streak? Now I can't remember.
I think it was 79, actually. I just saw that stat not that long ago.
No, it was 77 or 88. Might have been 80. Dwight Clay from Pittsburgh hit the shot from the corner. But anyway, it was very moving. All the people that have passed on, some I didn't even know. One of my favorite players of all time was Gus Williams of the Seattle Supersonics. Him and Dennis Johnson, before we went to the Celtics, comprised one of the greatest backcourts ever, won a championship together, and I had the poster of both of them together on the poster for the Sonics, which is also the greatest team nickname in the history of professional sports, the Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah, here's where I saw it. Mike White tweeted it out. Dwight Clay, who hit the shot for Notre Dame to stop UCLA's 88-game winning streak in 1974, won a City League title at the old Fifth Avenue High School in 1969. How about that?
From the corner. Now, can you Google that and Sports Illustrated? UCLA streak and Sports Illustrated. Because I always considered the unofficial beginning of my sports writing career. We had an old typewriter, right? I'm so old limits, although I'm not that old. And I'm getting quite tired of people calling me old on Twitter. I'm basically the same age as Mike Sullivan. Are people looking at him behind the bench and saying, "There's that old fogey back there"? Like, wheel him out of there. He's too old. I'm not old. I'm in the prime of my career. I just made more foul shots than the A-10 Women's Player of the Year, Megan McConnell. I just made a shot from out of bounds at Pitt that two guys on their men's basketball team couldn't hit. I'm in prime shape right now, and my career has never been more enjoyable or more successful based on ratings than it is right now. I'm having the time of my life right now, limits. What did I ask you?
About UCLA's 88-game winning streak in a Sports Illustrated story?
Yeah. Did it come up, the live story from 74 or whenever it was?
After 88 comes zero.
Yes.
Barry McDermott wrote it.
Yes. Read to me the lead of that story. First, I'll tell you the quick story. We had a typewriter in my house, and I was so taken by the beauty of this guy's story about how he captured the emotions of it that I would sit there, and my thought process was, I wonder what somebody this talented was thinking when they wrote this. What would it feel like to write that myself? So I laid that story out on the table and typed it. Like many times, I typed the story that he wrote just so I would have the feeling of what it was like to write that. If it's the one I'm thinking of, tell me how it began.
It ended the way Hollywood would have written it. Drama and symbolism holding hands with ghostly legend at Notre Dame. The denouncement arriving on an arching shot from the corner.
Oh, that's beauty.
It was an attempt born of chance and cloaked in destiny, and the UCLA miracle ceased. The winning streak was over.
That's just beautiful writing. Short, to the point, poetic, words flow, rhythm, beauty. I remember it. I remember it, and I remember the game. Anyway, where were we going, Limits, before all that happened? I don't remember.
We were talking about how Sonny Vaccaro will join us in half an hour.
Yes, he will. Because of that movie. Because of the movie air. And also, I really want to get his thoughts on NIL. He really helped spark the whole thing with the Ed O'Bannon case. It was always Sonny's thought that athletes deserve a piece of this too. But we've shortchanged hockey. Don't we always shortchange hockey? Well, more than 4 million people, nearly 5 million, watched that U.S.-Canada game Saturday night. And for me, it was a revelation. I didn't watch it live. I watched it. I taped it off NHL Network and watched it yesterday. And here's the thought I had. I miss hockey. I miss hockey the way I love it. Slowly but surely, the game has become soft, like unbelievably soft. Like any game I watch, if I see a body check that I would describe as violent, I'm shocked. It's rare. Fighting, which I was against for a long time, I now want back in the game. Like, accentuate your strengths. The fighting part of that game the other night was incredibly riveting. I mean, people were going crazy. And it just led into one of the most intense hockey games I've, ever seen, maybe, certainly in recent memory. McAvoy laying out Connor McDavid with what I would call a violent but clean hit. I miss that about hockey. All those hits are gone. They're gone. There's no more Brooks Orpik or Darius Kasparaitis out there. The hip check is a dinosaur. You crowd around the other team's goalie, you used to get beheaded, and now they practically shake your hands. It's become a soft game. It's become an unwatchable game. Coaches have squeezed the life out of it with coaches live for ruining offense, and they've done a lot of that in the NHL. And I could be old man yelling at cloud, although I'm not that old, as I just explained, but I don't care. The hockey I grew up with had like end-to-end rushes. That no longer exists. You see one of those, it's like seeing a UFO. It used to be crushing body checks and fights and all of that, like high-level intensity, often even during the regular season. It's all gone. But it all came back in that game the other night. It was tremendous. And I can't wait to watch tonight. And man, am I rooting for the rematch. I'm concerned that Canada is going to lose to Finland and that we'll all be disappointed with the rematch, Limits, because I want to see U.S.-Canada in Boston, don't you?
No doubt. No doubt do I want to see that play out again. And I kind of have a sneaky suspicion that if it does, it will be Canada that gets the best of the U.S. Partly because Sidney Crosby's winning streak coming to an end with Team Canada. He had like never lost a game with the Canadian national team, which I find to be absolutely incredible. And I don't know. The USA goes to Canada and defeats Canada on their own turf.
Oh.
If Canada does that to the U.S. and wins it, that's storybook.
Do you want more fights? I do.
Yes, I do.
I mean, I've seen people rail against it since it happened the other night. Like, and I did for a while, too. You know, I did for a while, too. Like, this is stupid. No other sport. Guys just peel off and fight. It's like the hockey I want to see. Nobody ever says Olympic hockey's bad. It's great. And there's no fighting. But you know what? It's intrinsic to the sport. It's unique. I say play to your strengths. I want to see more fighting. I do. That what happened the other night paved the way for the kind of game you saw.
Right. It set a tone. It established just how much these guys cared about the event. They cared about it more than they do like a random Tuesday night in
Utah. It was raw and it was thrilling. And that's what fights are. Love them or hate them. That's what they are. Whether it's outside by the flagpole or right after the anthems at an international hockey game. It was unbelievable. Anyway, Sonny Vaccaro at noon, and I've completely forgotten what at 7:30. I mean 11:30. What are we talking about, limits? I want to hear people on hockey. 412-928-9370. What you're thinking about this, if you're one of the 5 million who watch this and about fighting in hockey and international hockey and all of that, man, it's been great. And especially the way the Penguins have been going. When's the last time any of us saw a truly high-level, high-stakes hockey game? I don't remember. When? When was it? I feel like it was that Rangers series, like Game 7 of the Rangers series, maybe? I thought that was a Penguins team that could actually make some noise by winning that one. And some of the I thought that team could actually go for a while. And what's his name? Jacob Trouba ruined everything by elbowing Sid in the skull. Somebody should have fought him, but of course they don't because they've never protected Sid adequately. Anywho, fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Call now to win tickets to the Fanniversary, the fan's 15th anniversary party at Rivers Casino on February 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. 412-928-9370. Caller number 3 to our dear friend Wonder Twin. And I want to tell you about Gina G and Petra. Roseanne needed to sell her home in Ross. My voice is feeling a lot better, limits. Did you know that?
I did. It does sound better,
it
too.
It sounds better.
And you're not coughing
or anything. It feels better. Is it psychosomatic? Because I went to the doctor and took the blood tests, and he thought he didn't know. He thinks there might be something wrong with my vocal cords.
No, I think it's because, like...
Well, why did it happen after 3 months, and all of a sudden I feel better? I think it's psychosomatic.
I think it's maybe because you sat at home and watched some movies like you were, you know...
And didn't talk a lot.
A grade schooler at home, right. sick for the week.
I'm still disturbed by the one, I Care a Lot. I don't know. Have people seen that? Did you see it on Netflix?
Never seen it.
It's very disturbing what happens in that movie.
I do care a lot about you, Joe. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for saying...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was frantically looking for you. I got worried.
I know. I came out of the bathroom. I had a situation, and I see you running up and down the hallway like there's a fire.
Yes, I thought you saw that we were coming back, and then you had disappeared, so I got very worried what happened to you.
I appreciate that, and your loyalty is unmatched, but if that ever happens again, just start the segment yourself. You're a radio host.
Will
I was
do.
Having an emergency.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't want
and
to
then,
step on your toes.
No, you were not stepping on my toes. I was concerned for both you and me and perhaps the fate of our office when I saw the way you were running up and down the hallway.
How about yesterday I hosted 1-5 and the power went out twice in the middle of the show?
How about the fact the clock is back up here?
How about that?
It's a miracle. It was like 2 months.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Nice to be able to tell time.
Kind of important.
Is there any phone calls, by the way?
Yes.
Go to the phones.
Here is Keith in Robinson.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Good. It's Pete, P-E-T-E.
I'm sorry, Pete.
He's sorry, Pete.
No problems. I'm going to give you three names that'll solidify your argument about hockey. Get on the track with Eddie Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember him?
Of course I do. He was traded from the Buffalo Sabres, I believe.
Yes. And he would get the puck, no helmet, and his hair would be flowing. And he would just skate up and down the ice without any help. Paul Coffey.
Yep.
Bob Uecker, of course. I'm going back, I understand. But
no, well, Paul Coffey is a great example of a guy who could wheel around behind his net, take the puck, and go end-to-end. That's what I grew up with. That's been choked completely out of the game. And so is almost everything else, but you saw a revival the other night of at least the kind of intensity, and I would include the fighting in it that makes hockey what it is. But go ahead.
Oh, I totally concur. Those three fights set up the game, I thought, and I enjoyed the whole three periods. I absolutely agree. Otherwise, it's unwatchable normally. I watched the end of it.
Yes, you know, we agree. And, who was the third guy you wanted to mention, or third thing?
No, Paul Coffey and
Eddie Shack.
No, I know one more. Oh, Bobby Orr.
Of course, Bobby Orr. Yes. And my personal favorite from back then, Gilbert Perreault.
Oh, my.
Yes, oh, my is right. End-to-end hockey is what it used to be. But, I mean, we're not talking about the 1970s either. I mean, it wasn't long ago that Brooks Orpik used to be pounding people into the boards around here. And other guys, Scott Stevens, you know, when I was covering the NHL as a beat writer, there was still some hitting in the game. Plenty of it. That's all gone. But, man, that hit the other night, to me, that was the greatest moment in the game. Did you see the hit that McAvoy put on McDavid?
I did.
Oh, my God. McDavid's not a small guy either.
This is the alternative to the All-Star game, and you just cannot get much better than that, like, at all. Like, the fact that these guys are caring at this point in the middle of the season, 25 games left, about a tournament that is clearly bigger than, you know, they're playing for their country, and you can tell that just means something to them compared to, like, the NBA last night with 48 minutes of real time playing basketball. Like,
oh, was that horrible?
Hockey figured it out. This should be the substitute for the All-Star game.
Yes, I do agree with that. And we have the World Cup of hockey coming up.
And the Olympics next year.
I mean, these lead to legendary moments. I'm stunned that this has taken off, this little sort of offhand, weirdly named, non-inclusive tournament that goes on for 1 week has taken over the hockey world like nothing in recent memory. There's nothing like international hockey. And even if it's not a gold medal game, or even if it's not a huge, like the other night was basically preliminary round, and it took over and was the talking point in many ways of the sports world the next day, not just hockey. When you have 5 million people watching the game, I remember one of the greatest sporting events I ever attended in person. I was covering the Olympics in Salt Lake City in 2002. And of course, you had Herb Brooks coaching the U.S. team. You had Mario playing for Canada. So, of course, U.S. Canada, I think they played in Canada in the gold medal game. I don't remember who they played in the gold medal game. Those were awesome to be at. The game I remember. And I had a choice to go there or to these other events. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go there. And the security was very high. We were still a short time after 9/11. But it was up in the mountains of Utah. That's what I remember. And it was pretty early morning. So it was foggy when the little bus pulled up to the venue. Very unassuming venue. And man, very tiny rink. Inside, as soon as I walked inside, the place was rocking. And it was the Czechs and the Russians. It was Yager, Hasek, and company against the likes of Kovalev and who else? For the name a Russian hockey player. I don't remember if Bure was still playing then, but it was as intense as any hockey game I've ever seen, and it was like being in a high school rink for it. I was right on top of the action, and it was unreal. The crowd, the intensity of a game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and how it was so unexpected, how all those ingredients added up to just a memorable sporting event. I can still see it. I can still see me pulling up in that bus filled with reporters to that little tiny venue in a morning fog. It was unbelievable. It really was. I'm looking it up right now just to make sure I'm not hallucinating. I can't find it. Next, let's go to the phones.
Here is DJ in Elwood.
Mr. Starkey, how we doing, my friend?
I've never been better. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Here it is. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, that was that brought me back to the 91-92 Penguins, to be honest with you, because I haven't watched a complete hockey game with this new skill junk in probably 3 years, and I'm a diehard hockey fan, and I play the game. But, yeah, the face washing, the finishing the checks. The check that made my night was McElroy on Crosby. He put Crosby from the goal line back behind the board.
He was.
And then after he,
yeah.
And then after he hit the boards, he gave him a little extra love while he was laying down. I loved seeing the skill players getting hit. I loved it.
It's so rare these days. I'm with you. So as a hockey player yourself, did you like the fighting? What else did you love about that game the other night?
Just the aggressiveness of the whole thing, right? That is hockey right there, right? I mean, that's why kids go from peewees to bantams, because they can't wait to hit and face wash in front of the net. Instead of now, right, we help a guy up and we give him a napkin on the way out.
It's unbelievable, you know what I mean? What's happened to hockey.
And,
yes.
Two statements I have for you, if you don't mind, JoJo.
Please.
One, does the U.S. go classless on Thursday if we make the game? Do we boo the Canadian anthem? That's a question I would love to know how fans who are going to attend the game are going to act. And my second question for you is this. On, I believe it was MGM or one of the betting apps, you could bet over under 1.5 fights in the Canadian-U.S. hockey game.
That's a great question. Here's the problem.
Now, my question is this.
Yeah.
If you know the Tkachuk brothers, doesn't that make you rich? Because the Tkachuk brothers clearly put it on social media that they had a group chat.
Yes.
So if I know Matt Tkachuk, couldn't I get rich over that game? I don't understand how them prop bets work.
Well, you could, except was that a once in a tournament thing, or are we going to see what's the over under 1.5 fights?
Correct. In the U.S. Canada game, it was over under 1.5 fights.
Well,
now, naturally, nobody knew about the Tkachuk thing, but obviously, if you were friends with the Tkachuk brothers, they'd tell you, "Yeah, we're throwing. We're going to throw two times at the drop of the puck." So anybody that knew the Tkachuks, wouldn't you tell?
Yeah, and then
Starkey, hey, bet heavy on the over.
Right, and then you got a third as a bonus. With both of your questions, here's the problem. They probably have to beat Finland in regulation to make either one of those questions, you know, worth asking, pertinent, relevant.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.